This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week, how common injuries can be life-threatening for older adults.
Each year, there are about 36 million older adult falls. So these are falls among persons 65 and older. And there are 1.6 million motor vehicle crashes among older drivers each year.
Preventing the danger of injuries in older adults when Radio Health Journal returns.
I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics, from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
The average consumer has got Angry Birds and Twitter and the news at the end of their fingertips on their phone. You've got to really present something that's worth taking them away from Candy Crush.
The modern craft of book editing. Then,
I don't have a boss. I don't have somebody standing over me saying, you know, you've got to do this first, this, prioritize this, do this. But the boss, you know, how I think of it, is the music.
The balance of being a musical artist as well as your own boss. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Radio Health Journal and Viewpoints on your favorite radio station. And subscribe and listen anytime on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Radio Health Journal.
The American population is getting older, and that means facing a higher chance of illness or injury. One danger health experts agree on is falling. It can be more than just a scrape or bruise for adults over 70. They're three times more likely to die from ground-level falls than younger adults. Research shows that accidents that might cause minor injuries for young people could mean life or death for seniors.
You know, people aren't as spry as they used to be when they were in their 20s. I mean, yeah, when you're in your 20s, you fall down, you brush yourself off, you know, rub some dirt in it, you get up, you're fine. But when you have other medical issues, the years of diabetes or the years of arthritis or for women, osteoporosis or things like that, you don't have as much of that reserve that you would. And even a minor fall or minor to what would be the rest of us could potentially cause some serious issues. It is not unheard of for, say, an older woman with osteoporosis to fall, just trip over a carpet, fall down, and break a hip.
That's Dr. Julius Chang, professor of surgery at the University of Rochester Medical Center. His research includes the largest ever analysis of trauma patients experiencing ground-level falls. For many of us, tripping over the carpet may not seem like a big deal, but Chang says older people should not underestimate the risks, and they're increasing, simply because people are living longer than they used to.
You know, been able to manage heart disease better, been able to manage cancer better, been able to manage other things. And so that success gets reflected in issues elsewhere. And beyond that is some of these folks that were fiercely independent when they were younger, they try to stay fiercely independent as they were older, but they're still in a house that may or may not be as appropriate for them because that's what they were used to.
A recent study shows 94% of seniors take medications that increase their risk of falling, a proportion that's greatly increased over the last two decades. What's more, conditions such as osteoporosis that weaken the bones can turn a small accident into a big problem. But what can we do about it?
Not that long ago, we were talking about for kids how you would safety-proof a house by plugging outlets and locking cabinets and making sure all the stuff that the kids can get into is put away. What I don't know is how much we do the same thing for our older folks to get rid of the trip hazards, the loose carpets, the dark hallways, the steep stairs without railings. Some of these things that when you're 30 or 40, you don't give a second thought. Now you're a little bit understeady. Now you're on blood pressure medication. It makes you a little lightheaded.
Chang advises patients to keep their home safe by removing loose carpets and adding grab rails and lights. He also recommends low-impact physical activity. Older people can opt for yoga or tai chi rather than jogging or playing tennis. But when an injury occurs, it's not just the fall itself that may cause damage. Chang says certain medications can increase the risk of severe injury from a low fall. Blood thinners are often used to treat heart disease, and that can make untreated injuries more dangerous and even deadly.
So, as you can imagine, if you're intentionally making your blood thin and you have an accident of some sort, the bleeding is going to be worse. But if you don't, then you have the potential to have strokes. And so, again, it's a trade-off.
This doesn't mean elderly folks should stop taking their pills. It just highlights the importance of awareness. But if you fear your medication is too risky, you have options.
We could be on a certain medication for a number of years, but as we start to age, that medication may absorb differently in our body and may make us more dizzy or more confused. And so talking to a doctor about those medications may help identify drugs that you could stop, switch, or reduce so that you can maximize your health, but at the same time reduce your risk of injury.
That's Dr. Robin Lee, epidemiologist and team leader for the Safety Promotion Team at the CDC. Her team works to prevent injuries in all ages, but especially older adults. She says falling causes about 90% of unintentional injuries in seniors, but that's not the only place where they occur. They also suffer more severe injuries in car accidents, even though older adults have the safest driving records.
So CDC has a My Mobility Plan, which is a planning tool to help older adults think about how they're going to get around as they age. And included in that plan would be things like making sure that they check their vision and wear the right types of eyewear so that they can see properly while driving. There's reminders about always wearing their seatbelt while driving and having their medications checked. Because just like with falls, certain medications can increase your risk of a car crash.
Lee says accidental drug overdose is another problem for older adults who tend to be on more medications like opioids. Medication-induced suicide is another major cause of death by injury. Lee encourages older people who are feeling depressed to address their mental health to decrease injuries.
Social support and management of depression is really important in older adults. Depression is a risk factor for falls, but as is the medications that can sometimes be prescribed for depression. So that's really a balance where it's a lot of communication with a healthcare provider to make sure that we maximize the right dose of the antidepressant medication to ensure that the depression is well managed, but also to make sure that the older adult is not on too much medication that would make them a fall risk.
It can be scary to hear about the increasing dangers of everyday life as we age. Luckily, many injuries are preventable with the right routine and a habit of talking through any concerns with your doctor.
We know that less than 50% of older adults talk to their doctors about falls and fall risk. So it's really important to have that conversation to be able to prevent future falls from occurring.
Nobody can slow down time, but everyone can make the most of it by taking care of their minds and bodies. You can learn more about injury prevention at cdc.gov/injury or through a link on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. Our writer this week is Scarlett O'Hara. Our studio producer is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Supporting immune function through a healthy diet has become an important new focus for many people these days. One key recommendation is to eat more vegetables and fruits, such as grapes, every day to improve immune function. Combining grapes with vegetables can help achieve this goal in a tasty way, according to registered dietitian Courtney Romano, health advisor for the California Table Grape Commission.
Fresh grapes are heart healthy and hydrating and linked to benefits in multiple areas of health, including supporting immune function. Grapes are always a smart snack choice on their own, and they also pair well with other healthy foods such as vegetables to enhance flavor and nutrition. Add grapes to a kale, spinach, or arugula salad. Roast grapes with cauliflower or broccoli. Combine grapes with cucumbers and feta for delicious and healthful eating.
Grapes from California are a natural source of antioxidants and other polyphenols. Visit grapesfromcalifornia.com for more information and over 300 recipes.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Radio Health Journal is a production of MediaTracks Communications. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
For the first time, we are now able to get prices and know prices from hospitals up front before we get care.
A new regulation that could mean that you know what a hospital stay will cost beforehand.
Then, dog bites.
Don't come out saying I think pit bulls are like AK-47s, but I would also say that there is some inherent danger when you have a dog as part of your family that is fairly strong that could have some aggressive behavior when prompted.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.